Good morning. You are plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 BLI. And my guest this morning is Lou Monteleone, Detective Lieutenant, Commanding Officer for the Crime Stoppers Unit. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Morning. Doing great.
So the first thing we're here, obviously, to talk about is Crime Stoppers. So how exactly does Crime Stoppers work?
It's a program run by the Nassau County Police Department. And really, the basic of the program is to get information to solve crimes. But the basic is to remain anonymous. Someone can call and give us that information. Then we can use that information to solve a crime.
Okay. Now, I imagine that, like with everything, it takes money. So how exactly do you get your funds for this?
The police department dedicates some of its personnel to run the program, such as myself and several detectives. But there also is a private board of businessmen on Long Island, certain entities, and they fund the reward portion of the program.
Okay. Now, how long has Crime Stoppers been around? When did this all start?
It started in 1995 by the police department, again, with the private entity.
Okay. So now, people can call. I imagine this is a 24-hour-a-day setup?
Yes. We have our detectives, manning the phones certain hours during the day upon their availability. But we also have a service where you can call 24/7. You can get that information, to the service, and they'll get it to our detectives to disseminate.
Okay. Now, people have some information and want to get in touch with you. How do they find you guys? Where do they get the numbers? Is there a website?
We do have a website. We can access through our Facebook, the Nassau County Police Department's Facebook. They can text a tip. They can also call. Basically, we have a 1-800-244-TIPS is the number, T-I-P-S.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned texting in there.
Yes, they can text it.
So now this becomes a question because, just so people listening or understand, you want it anonymous. Are the people anonymous to you or are they anonymous to the general public?
They're going to both. Basically, we're not going to know who that person is.
Okay.
There's no way for us to backtrack through the phones that we have coming in or through our text or tip of who that individual is, how we're going to identify that individual. When they originally give the tip, we're going to give them a code number that from then on identifies that person as being associated with that tip and that information that they gave the police department. If they wanted to follow up with more information, they would call and they would give that tip number. We would access it and we would have information in front of us exactly what they said, or he or she, the information they give us, the crime. We'll be able to correlate that, put that information together.
Okay. Now, you get tips, what kind of crimes are you looking for tips on?
Basically, any type of crimes. We put out a large amount of Crime Stopper flyers. They also can see them on Facebook, on our website. There's a lot of grand larcenies, I would say, but some more serious crimes. With the advent of video, bank robberies. We have a lot of individuals that go into banks. We've even solved some crimes through a tattoo of an individual who went into a bank. With a particular tattoo, we identified that too, and we were able to solve the crime. Any type of crime, basically assaults, homicides. The good portion of the program is that it's anonymous. Someone could have been at the scene of a homicide. They could have known the victim. They could have known who committed the crime, and they can give that information to us anonymously.
Okay. Now, how many tips do you guys figure you get in the course of a year?
I would say 1,000.
Okay. Now, is there always a reward for?
No, we have to make an arrest.
Okay.
Based on the tip to give a reward. And let me emphasize, the tip doesn't solve the crime. We get that tip, we give it to our detectives. It might be a starting point or it might be an ending point for them for solving the crime.
Yeah.
But we do take that tip, we give it to a seasoned detective who's investigating that crime, and they'll use that information hopefully to solve the crime. Maybe it's just one bit of the crime factor that tip will bring them, bring them home to the conclusion of making the arrest.
Okay. Now, one of the things that was very interesting that you mentioned was, with video. Do you have a lot of people who are making tips who are like, I happen to have a cell phone video. Is there a way I can get it to you? Do you have any of that? Technology today, I imagine a lot of things are different.
Yeah. I would say right now, usually not. We're constantly developing our social media. But right now, it's more of us putting out information, through our website, through through News 12, mm-hmm. you know, getting that out there, you know, being featured, you know, on the news, you know, a high-profile crime. You know, we might give, again, two news stations, you know, they'll show that on the news with the information. If you have any information about this crime, cool, then that's a County Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, you know, I have to be honest, I do see that very often that, you know, there's a crime and they'll have a lot of information to report and then they'll be like, but if you have any more information, contact Crime Stoppers. So, you know, it's before, you know, we even discussed doing this interview, I'm like, I see that all the time. I know exactly what they're talking about. So now, you know, we discussed a little bit about the reward. So how does the whole reward system work?
Well, again, we'd have to make an arrest and we can't contact that person. So we're going to give them information when they should recontact us. We usually give a time period, say recontact us within this time period. Upon them recontacting us, we'll determine if an arrest was made. Upon us determining that arrest was made, we'll give that person a second code number. Mm-hmm. With information, basically they can walk into a bank that we direct them to in Long Island with that code number. That bank will have that code number with the only information that as soon as they're given that code number to a teller, they're to issue that person the reward, which we dictate, you know, in cash. So in essence, the person doesn't have to show any type of identification. They will need that number that we specifically give to them, that is specific to their crime, to the arrest, and to their reward. You know, with that number, they'll go and, you know, again, collect the reward. So that's a misconception where people don't really believe it's 100% anonymous, you know, but it is. And we strive to make certain, you know, of that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really a genius way to do it because, you know, I was thinking to myself through this whole thing, how could somebody possibly remain anonymous all the way through the whole thing? And then you just explained it. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guest this morning is Detective Lieutenant Lou Monteleone, the commanding officer for the Crime Stoppers Unit. So now we were talking a little bit about rewards. Let's talk about how much a reward could be.
Okay, and the reward can be basically up to $5,000. And our Crime Stoppers board is going to make a determination based on the information that we got, how useful it was to solve that crime, and also the seriousness of the crime. We've had instances of a person committing multiple bank robberies, three or four bank robberies. Information we got from a Crime Stoppers tip assisted us in making that arrest. Now, because of that fact, that person, you know, was stopped committing those bank robberies, we're going to give more of a significant reward for a tip such as that.
Okay. Now, there was one crime going back a few months that was all over the newspapers and the news and everything, and that was about that young woman who was killed on Hempstead Turnpike. Now, was Crime Stoppers at all involved in that? Was there any tips on that?
Yeah, again, a very tragic situation, hit and run where the vehicle left the scene. You know, our ability to solve that crime is difficult from the onset, but because of Crime Stoppers, we received numerous tips. The type of vehicle, you know, which way, the direction that the vehicle was traveling, which again, all this information, you know, steered us in the right direction, assisting our detectives in solving that crime.
Okay. Now, what type of crimes are the ones that are most typically solved through Crime Stoppers?
Kind of interesting. It kind of goes in cycles. For
okay.
a while, a lot of people were bank robberies. We were mm-hmm. very successful with bank robberies. And then it's more intermittent. We had a successful case where a person was committing anti-bias type of graffiti at train stations.
Okay.
And this person, you know, fortunately for us, put it on social media. You know, and through that, we received a tip from a person who was familiar with this person. Again, anonymous tip.
Yeah.
From that, we were able to solve the crime. So it's kind of varied, I would say, as far as the type of crimes that that we're able to solve. But again, a lot has to do with, you know, video being available, it happening at a certain establishment, a commercial establishment, or some type of area such as that.
Yeah. Well, it does, you know, the more the time goes on, you know, 2018, I think people should really think two and three times before they do something, because I can't imagine. You know, everything I see these days says that there's a camera seemingly like everywhere. Does that seem pretty accurate to you?
Yeah, I would say very accurate. You know, and again, our detectives are aware of that. You know, that's an area that one of the first things that they're going to investigate. And that, again, that points us in the right direction where, you know, gives us another lead to solve that crime. So it's certainly, you know, a tool that's assisting us more and more in the solving of crimes and to get that information out there. And again, social media is assisting. We have the information. How do we get it out? You know, we get it out through Facebook, we get it out through Twitter, and we get it out through Instagram from the police department.
Okay, so now anybody who's listening now can absolutely follow you on all those social media platforms.
Yes, they can.
Okay, and it's possible for them to reach out and contact you that way as well.
Yeah, through any of those sites, they could contact us. As long as, as well as, I guess, the old-fashioned, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call.
Well, you know, that you know, the truth of the matter is, as strange as it sounds, with all the technical abilities, that's probably the easiest way for somebody to remain anonymous when they're making a tip, is that if I pick up the phone, I can just call, and that's it. And then you do everything with the code numbers so that, you know, if they have any more information on the case, they can call you back. And if and when it comes time for reward, you give them another code number that they can just walk into a bank and get the money. So that's, you know, you've really set up a fantastic program and thought about all the different angles.
Yeah, you know, I feel we have. And, you know, again, what we're doing right here, hopefully, you know, gets the message out that it is, you know, a totally anonymous program. And the information we're going to use and that person that gave us the information, we don't have the ability to go back to them and to identify that person.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you had said, we were talking about, you know, some of the tips you've received and how they've helped solve certain crimes. Do you find more often than not that the person who's making the tip is familiar with the person who committed the crime? Or
I would say often they are. They're acquaintance. A lot of people like to talk, to brag to certain groups, you know, people in their group. They might tell a person that they're an acquaintance of. That person might tell another acquaintance, and we'll get that information. So a lot of times the person, you know, is, you know, familiar with the individual that committed the crime. Or they, again, they're a witness. They see the type of vehicle that was involved in a hit and run. They might give us a better description of that person.
Man. Now, Crime Stoppers now, it's been around over 23 years. You know, you're looking at all the, how many crimes do you figure over that time period they've assisted in?
Yeah, I couldn't give you an exact number, but, you know, it is a significant amount. And I would say there's a significant amount of crimes where we speak to the detective, and the tip was one of the major reasons on making that arrest.
Mm. So now one of the things we've talked about is the fact that a lot of the crimes that some tips have come in for are things that ended up in the media. And, you know, telling people like, hey, you know what, we're looking for information here, you can contact us here. But if somebody's going to reach out to you, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a crime that you're looking for information for, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. If they think there's some type of criminal activity, you know, going on, whether it be some type of narcotic sales, some narcotic production, they can give us, again, a specific tip, you know, based on that. Recently, we made an arrest, and we basically shut down a marijuana growing operation that was occurring in the basement of a house, a large-scale operation, you know, involved the growing of the marijuana in the basement. During the arrest, we recovered over 12 pounds of marijuana from the basement. Basically, a concerned citizen, someone in the neighbor, saw this activity at the house. They saw a large amount of cars, you know, different times of the days, different times of the night. And it was activity, again, that, you know, led us down the road, that there might be narcotic sales there. So we, again, gave that information to our detectives. You know, they further investigated it, and we wound up making this arrest. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that Johnny Jones is selling marijuana from his house. Mm. It could be a suspicion. We take all the information we have, we give it to our detectives, and then we try to follow that up. You know, also, if there's some type of gang activity, something going on in the neighborhood, people's children might have information of activities in schools, you know, incidents that are going to occur. They may be uncomfortable, you know, giving that information to us. So, again, we can receive that information anonymously and act on it. And you shouldn't feel that you're going to call us up and, you know, we're going there like gangbusters to this house. We're going to do an investigation. We're going to give it to, you know, our detectives, which are skilled investigators. They're going to take that information. They're going to try to build on it. It may be that this person, for whatever reason, has a lot of friends that come over in the middle of the night. So we're going to investigate that, and that's going to, you know, start our investigation. Mm. We're going to take it where it goes. Either we uncover some type of criminal activity, or the criminal activity isn't uncovered. And, again, there's no penalty or consequences for the person that gives us that information. And we'd rather have that information, you know, look at it, investigate it and see that, okay, there's nothing going on here. But every once in a while, we have information. Again, this grow house. Person didn't say, hey, the person has a grow house in the basement. I've been in there. They just gave us information, suspicious activity. We took that information. We gave it to narcotics detectives. They developed and wound up making this arrest.
Okay. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guest this morning is Detective Lieutenant Lou Monteleone, the commanding officer for the Crime Stoppers Unit. So now, you know, you're working on all these different cases. Do you often have situations where somebody reports suspicious activity and it turns out just to be the tip of the iceberg, as they say, and you get into it and you find out that there's so much more involved in what's going on?
We have had that, you know, in occasions. We've had that with, you know, credit card fraud, where someone using, you know, a credit card with fraudulent purchases, with someone trying to give someone a credit card and have them use the credit card with fraudulent purchases. And we've uncovered that, you know, this information wasn't one fraudulent credit card. It was a person, you know, running some type of, you know, scheme or, you know, corrupt enterprise where they're, you know, using, you know, false credit cards. We say in police work sometimes, you know, something little leads to, you know, something very big. So we always try to, you know, encounter, look at those little things and not just, you know, justify and say, well, again, person has a lot of visitors, person has this. No, we'll take that, and, you know, we like it when something little leads to something big.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying, one of the things is, you know, so often people think like, well, you know, I know this and I know that, and, people have in their head like a tip is somebody's going to call you up and tell you, I know exactly who they are, who did this, and this is where they live, and then that's the beginning and the end of it. And what I'm finding here is that it's so absolutely not even close to what the case is.
Yeah, again, the police department use Crime Stoppers in different ways. Our detectives use it as a tool, again, with a hit and run or a serious event or assault that might have occurred. Our detectives, on occasion, will go back to that location, you know, the same time of that occurrence. You know, they'll hand out flyers. We have a Crime Stoppers van, a Crime Stoppers sign. We'll bring it back to that location. Person might have seen something that they think is not important or won't help us solve the crime, but on occasion, that information will, you know, assist us in solving the crime. So Crime Stoppers is used as a various number of ways. All our detectives are aware of it. You know, they solicit the public for information. Again, you're a detective, you're walking up to someone on the street. How you doing? I'm Detective Monteleone. Can you just tell me about the person that got assaulted seriously here last night? Probably not going to happen. May not happen. But we give them a Crime Stoppers card, a Crime Stoppers flyer. Hey, listen, you can call up this number and remain anonymous. If you think of something, why don't you give them a call? Maybe your friends could give someone a call. They may know the person. They may want to help that person, but it may be very important for them to stay anonymous. They may live in that neighborhood. The person may be an acquaintance of theirs. So this is, again, another area that gives us a tool. Listen, you can help, and you can stay anonymous. And even besides the reward, you know, maybe this was your cousin that got assaulted. You can assist us, you know, in making that particular arrest.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a really good point you talk about going back to places like at the same time, because, you know, I have this vision in my head, you know, like you're on the way to work in the morning, you usually go around the same time, you stop to pick up your coffee at like Dunkin' Donuts at 7-Eleven, and you walk in and you see the same people in and out every morning, and you're like, oh, I recognize that guy. So chances are if something happens in a certain place at a certain time, you may be like, oh, you know, I saw that, and you know, it's... to me, it's very fascinating as a guy who watches a lot of procedural police shows. You know, you hear all these different things and you see them all, and you're really, it's expanded so much from what you're talking about doing here. It's like, you know, we from the outside looking at law enforcement, we tend to sit back and think, you know, it's easier, it's whatever, and then here what you're explaining is how much work goes into this and how much real seasoned investigators do to try and solve the crime. And it's funny because, you know, if you've never witnessed a crime, if you've never been a victim of a crime, it doesn't seem as pressing to you. But all of a sudden, once, somebody has to have that happen. And I imagine that changes their whole attitude towards everything.
Yeah, I would say certainly so. I guess the normal person, their interaction with law enforcement, you know, somewhat limited. Mm. Unfortunately, they see us on negative occasions. You know, they got in a car accident, or again, they're the victim of a crime. And Crime Stoppers does give us, you know, another avenue to hopefully bring that crime to a conclusion. Or again, a lot of these people committing these crimes, it's not their first time. They're recidivists. You know, they're a burglar who has committed numerous burglaries. They're a bank robber who has committed numerous bank robberies. So we're arresting that person, but we're stopping, you know, future crimes from occurring also with that arrest.
Yeah. So I imagine, too, like when there's a specific crime that's being committed over and over again, that's definitely one of the instances where you're looking for tips is, you know, we know it's one person. We're just not sure of who it is yet. That's probably one of the cases where you're really looking for tips the most.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a rash of robberies from commercial establishments such as 7-Elevens, Dunkin' Donuts. One individual came in, threatened the person, you know, with a knife. And this person basically was on they committed a lot of these crimes and a lot of different areas and at a lot of different times. So we get out the information. But again, we're going to have to grab that person through our police officers. But again, any information that we can get, we're going to take and we're going to pump that out through our police officers. You know, such as I was talking about social media, you know, our police officers have the same availability, you know, just in their police car, where the information we put out, the Crime Stoppers that we put out, are available to them in their police car. If we have a particular pattern of a crime, we're going to give that information. We're going to get it right out instantaneously, not where they come in the station house and it's, you know, when another individual gives it to them, they have ability in their police car, you know, to access that information. So that's helpful for us, you know, such as Crime Stoppers, getting the word out there. We're going to take that information. And again, the department is continually advancing as far as getting that information, you know, ASAP, you know, to our police officers, you know, with real-time information. Bank robbery might have just occurred. We're going to get as much information as we can. When I say real-time, you know, that particular day, later in their tour, half an hour later, this crime occurred, and we're going to, you know, get that out, you know, to them. You know, we have an intelligence division that is phenomenal as far as taking that information. A lot of the times they assist us with a tip where we'll give them that information, and they'll add to the case. They'll be able to give more information based on that tip to the detective to assist them in solving that particular crime.
There you go. So we're quickly running out of time. So I just want to go over a couple of things first. Crime Stoppers, the easiest way, what's a phone number, a website, or anything that they can reach out to contact you?
Yeah, again, the number is 1-800-244-TIPS, T-I-P-S, or 1-800-244. That actual phonetical is 8477. Again, through our Facebook, through our Twitter, through our Instagram, they can get that information to us.
Yeah. And now there are rewards available, and that depends on?
You know, again, if we make an arrest, we're going to issue a reward. Again, the severity of the crime, the availability of us to solve the crime based on that tip. And again, we have people that are on what we would call maybe, you know, a crime spree. They committed 3 or 4 burglaries. We identify that person for committing all those burglaries. We'll issue, you know, more, a greater amount in the reward. The reward is up to $5,000.
Yeah, and it is entirely possible for somebody to remain anonymous through the whole process because you give them different numbers, and even for a payoff, even if for the reward, they can walk into a bank and still be able to get their money totally anonymous.
Correct. They're going to have that the second code number. They're going to walk into the bank up to the teller. Teller has this information. They already have documentation of that number and of the reward. Again, the number specific to the reward, can't be any type of mistake. And they're going to basically give that money in cash that a person is not obligated to show any identification at all.
There you go. Well, perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. My guest this morning has been Detective Lieutenant Lou Monteleone, the commanding officer for the Crime Stoppers Unit. Really appreciate you coming out and spending the time with us this morning.
Thanks.
All right. So you've been plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 BLI.